This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kay Bennett is a fitness and dance instructor in her 70s and is based in Merseyside. She has retinitis pigmentosa and was recently registered as severely sight impaired. And she's spoken to us before about her sight loss journey, but today she's here to talk about her love of dance. Hi Kay, thank you so much for joining us. So you share a lot of different dance routines. You talk about being a Zumba instructor on your social media channels, but when did you first fall in love with dance?
Oh, it's my passion. I came into dancing very late in my life, in my 40s, never danced before, went along with my then husband, my ex-husband, went to our first ballroom dance lesson. We were hooked after the first lesson and it became our passion, but I was too nervous to do any competitions, but we got up to a good standard. And then in 2002, we moved to Spain and it became clear in the winter. It was a small village, really, even though it was on the coast. Everything closes in the winter. And we wanted to keep our dancing up. So we hired a local sports hall. And then we decided that we wanted to have a few people dance with us. So we put up posters in the village to invite people to come along for a dance night. And that night, 60 people came. And that's how I became a dance teacher. I have absolutely no formal dance qualifications. We taught ballroom and Latin. And then somebody asked us to teach line dancing. Then on my own, somebody asked me to do an aqua gym class. I also then started my own Latin dance class called Solo Latino, where I taught all the Latin dancers, but we danced solo. A friend of mine from England said, "Kay, why don't you train to do Zumba?" At the end of the training, I was absolutely hooked. And that is exactly 15 years I've been a Zumba instructor and I'm still as passionate as I was 15 years ago. I love it.
And you talked about some of the ways that you've adjusted the layout of your class now that your vision is changing. Can you tell us about how you set things up differently to work for you now?
Yes, obviously with the sight loss, the registration, I was going to be able to drive. So, and that was a biggie because I'm mobile. I go from class to class. And my Zumba and my classes are my passion. So I thought long and hard. And as I said before, that I'm a very determined person and I did not want to give up my classes, my lovely classes. But sadly, I had to give up all my night classes, because I found a way to travel to my classes by reducing the load, the speakers that I usually carried around in my car. I use a very small Bluetooth speaker and I can carry that in a backpack. I can travel on public transport buses free, of course, with my bus pass. But sadly, I had to give up my night classes, my evening classes. So I've cut down my classes by about half. And I've also had to change the way I arrange the room. Instead of having the class horizontal, if you will, I've got them going down the room so that I can see more people. I still can't, if I'm not on a stage, I can't see the people on the front row. I have to tell them, just watch out for me. And I can't see. I have to scan the room constantly just to check that everybody's okay. But I still do it. And I teach now Zumba Gold. I've stopped doing the main Zumba Fitness because all my Zumba Fitness classes were in the evening. I've had to sadly stop my Solo Latino as well because that was in the evening. So I teach Zumba Gold, which is absolutely fabulous, great fun, great community of people in my classes, like a family. I teach chair exercise, which is just like a party every Tuesday afternoon, and my participants are fabulous. Some of them have been with me for 10 years and now in the 90s, and we go for it every Tuesday afternoon for an hour, and it's a full class. They're great. And then I finish the week off with Zumba Gold toning on a Friday morning. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to continue my classes still.
If there are other blind or partially sighted people that are nervous about giving something new like a Zumba class a go, or are feeling low because they think they're gonna need to give up something that's important to them, what one piece of advice would you give?
If you've got a passion that you want to do, I would say find a way around it. There's lots and lots of support in the blind community, and there's always somebody there to support you.
And where can people follow you on social media?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And my name on all the channels is KB, which is KAYB, Music, Fitness, Dance, all one word.
Well, thank you so much, Kay Bennett, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.